Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Do you come to our time together today feeling tired? It is midweek, and it may be that you've already had a long week with still more days to go. Your boss is breathing down your neck. The kids are driving you crazy. And this irritating virus means you're not getting away this summer. You're discouraged, worn out, and just completely, to borrow a great word from our British friends, knackered. I do love that word. I use it all the time, knackered. It means extremely tired. Well, I have some good news for you. God is our rest. And what we're going to do today is to read Jesus in the Bible and see what he says about the most important element of our rest, and that is that God provides rest for our souls. Our souls, our inner being, the most sacred place at the core, in the hub of our persons, is where we really need rest. And Jesus will provide that to us, assuming we come to him and ask for it. Let's talk about this for the rest of the week. Let me show you what I mean as we dig into the Bible. There's a passage in the book of Matthew that I'm going to read, and then I want to make some introductory comments about it. Now, as I read this, you might feel that it's a little long or that it gets complex. Do not worry. We'll keep it in front of us this week, and I'll just lead us through it, explaining the context and what Jesus means along the way. I'm reading now Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. This is Matthew 11 and verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That's Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. Jesus is speaking. It's likely that you've heard this part before. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Certainly anyone who has been a Christian for any length of time has read this or had it quoted to you. Pastors will often speak on this passage. But even if you are not a Christian person, these words may be familiar to you. I've seen them on bumper stickers and magnets and t-shirts. This quote is all over the internet. But what does Jesus mean? What is he really saying here? These verses are often misunderstood because they are taken out of context. In fact, I will not be surprised if by the end of this week you'll say, "Wow, I really did not understand what Jesus meant by this." Be prepared to be surprised and learn something new and valuable along the way. And as we dig into the words of Jesus, I will tell you up front that I am going to focus heavily on verse 25, then verses 28 through 30. So do not be surprised when I pass over verses 26 and 27. It is not that those are unimportant. Oh, they're incredibly important, but they are not yet our focus. Please do go ahead, if you would, and circle the word rest down in verse 28. When you get to your Bible, circle the word rest in verse 28. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You have to know something important about this word rest up front. When Jesus uses the word rest here, he is talking about spiritual rest, not physical rest. In this passage, Jesus is saying that when we come to him, he provides us with spiritual rest. Spiritual rest is the point of Matthew 11, verses 25 through 30. What do I mean by spiritual rest? I mean that when we come to Jesus, Jesus gives us salvation from our sin. Jesus rescues us from our sin and delivers us from our sin such that we can enjoy a peaceful, restful relationship with God. When I talk about spiritual rest, I mean that Jesus gives us salvation from sin so that we can enjoy a peaceful, restful relationship with God. The most important reason that people are not at rest is because they lack spiritual rest. People are at war with God. People do not have peace with God. As we will see, Jesus comes with an invitation, "Come to me." But most people, perhaps yourself, reject the rest that Jesus offers. They reject spiritual rest and as a result are totally restless. They have no rest because they have no peace. And they have no peace because they have not accepted Jesus' offer as the only way to be at peace with God. And peace with God is essential. No person can live a truly peaceful life if they are still at war with God. Let me tell you at the start of this series, you will never be at peace until you find your rest in Jesus Christ. And the only way to be at rest is to be at peace with God. And that peace comes through Jesus. This is what rest in Matthew 11 is all about. And with that said, let's make sure we understand everything Jesus says leading up to this word rest in verse 28. And remember, I'm going to deal now with verse 25, then skip over verses 26 and 27 for now, so that I can move into verse 28. Let's consider this together. And to begin with, in verse 25, Jesus prays in front of his audience. He begins, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth." That's a Jewish title for God used in prayer. Jesus chooses this title specifically because it indicates that God is all-wise and all-powerful and that God has all authority. Therefore, God can do whatever God wants. Do you believe that about God? Do you think God can do whatever God wants? Jesus does. And Jesus emphasizes this title for a reason, as we shall soon see. And then he proceeds to contrast two groups of people and what each group receives. The first group Jesus calls the wise and intelligent, and the second group Jesus calls infants. And the first group, the wise and intelligent, does not receive something that the second group, the infants, do receive. You know what it is? It's rest. It is spiritual rest. The wise and intelligent do not receive spiritual rest, and the infants do receive spiritual rest. Now, I'll save the details on this for later, but what I want to tell you about today is the difference between the wise and intelligent and the infants. As I introduce this, there's something about the tone of Jesus' words that you have to understand. Jesus is using a measure of sarcasm. He doesn't really view the wise and intelligent as actually being wise and intelligent, and Jesus doesn't actually view the infants as infants. We can hear it this way. Jesus is speaking of the so-called wise and intelligent, and the so-called infants. By wise and intelligent, Jesus speaks about the Jewish religious leaders, such as the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes. They are his enemies, and they dog his every step everywhere Jesus goes. These men thought of themselves as wise and intelligent. They believed that they were smart enough to outsmart Jesus. They thought they had God figured out simply by applying their own intellect to who God is. And therefore, they had absolutely no use for Jesus. They already know who God is. They're smart enough to figure him out on their own. They don't need Jesus for that. And who are the so-called infants? Well, these are the people who the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes were bossing around. The infants, like a baby to a parent, were dependent on the religious rulers to tell them who God is. And they became worn out, weary, heavy laden, carrying the burden the supposed wise and intelligent had put on them. Think of a baby. A baby is totally dependent on his or her parents. If you leave a baby by itself, the baby will die. Now think of the parents. The mom and the dad have a significant job to do. They have wisdom and intelligence that the baby does not have, and they need to teach the baby how to think and how to act. The baby is dependent on the parents for survival. Well, the religious leaders, like the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes, who Jesus describes as the wise and intelligent, are like parents to the people Jesus describes as infants. The religious leaders are self-appointed parents, by the way. And the way they act towards the others makes the other group feel like babies. It's like this. If the religious leaders say this is who God is, then this is who God is. But Jesus is going to contradict them, and Jesus is going to radically transform the infant's understanding of who God actually, truly is. And this is precisely why Jesus prays as he does at the start of this verse 25. Remember the title Jesus used for God the Father, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. That means God is all wise and all powerful and that God has all authority. Jesus is sending a strong message. God sent Jesus to directly communicate to these infants who God is and how God provides rest for the weary and heavy-laden soul. Get out of the way, you so-called wise and intelligent. You cannot outsmart God. Stop treating these people like babies. Now they're going to hear from God's Son, Jesus, how to find spiritual rest for their souls. So that is the difference between the wise and intelligent and the infants. And let's listen to Jesus again tomorrow as we continue to learn that God is our rest.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.